Okay, so we're holding Nida Daf Yutes Amud Aleph on top Mishnah. Chamish, we actually referenced right at the end of yesterday's daf to four colors of blood. So here's where it actually comes from. It's like the Mishnah. Chamisha Tamei Tameim Beisha. There are five colors of blood that are Tamei by Nisha. It's really going to be five shades of red that are Tamei by Nisha that we say is Dam Nida. What are they? Ha'adim, classic red. Vashachar, black. Black, we're going to see in the Gemara, is black is not really a form of red. Black is a color of something that used to be red, it becomes black. So that's an indication it once was red. So it's not, that's actually not one of the four. That's the fifth color. There's four reds plus black. Karim Karkam. Karim Karkam. So Rashi brings two pshat. Karim can mean a corner. So Rashi's first pshat, Rashi brings that a Karim is the corner of Karkam. It's like a certain type of plant that grows in the field. The corner Karkam plant, which is red. They would say it's like a plant similar to an iris plant. Now, there's two malchim in the Rishonim, which part of it is red? The Me'iri, others learn that the leaves of this plant are red, but the problem is, this carcass plant, the leaves aren't necessarily, the way we see it, aren't red. Others say what's red about it is the pistil of the flower, or the stamen of the flower. That's what's more commonly found to be red. Okay, so the red of this carcass plant, that's, and Rashi's first word again is the karen, means the carcass in the corner. Rashi's second shot is, Karen's not from the lashon of corner, it's the lashon of shining, Karen Arpanav. Measure in his face shine, it's the lashon of shining, the shining carcass plant. Okay, but that's the carcass plant red. That is the second red, third color of blood overall. With Kamimi Adama, the color of red similar to the waters of the earth. The Gemara's explain which earth, or the Mishnah's explain which earth. With Kamazing, and diluted wine. So you have five colors altogether, four of them red, one of them black, that are four reds and one black, that are Tamei Dam Nida. B'Sham Ma'amim, he adds a fifth color. Af Meme Tilson, the colors of water, of like fenugreek water, that's also considered a color of red for Dam Nida. U'Chamemi Bosasli, and he also adds the color of roasted meat. Roasted meat also is a red, that's Metamei for Tumas Nida. B'Sil Metar, both those colors. Gemara's going to ask. The Tanakama also said there's five, four reds plus a black. Beishame goes and adds two. Beisil says, no, these two are tar. How is Beisil arguing on the Tanakama? Tanakama said there's only five. Beisil seemingly agrees there's five. What is the difference between Beisil and the Tanakama? We'll kill the suspense. And the Merck explains the difference is Tanakama said there's five colors that are tummy. Beishame adds two more. Beisil says, no, those last two are tar. Tanakama never said those two are tar. Tanakama would hold those two last two colors. It's a suffix, Thailand. So we have three shitas. Beishame is saying those last two colors that he added, the fenugreek and the basar tzli, the roasted meat color. Beishame says tamei. Tanakama, we're going to say, he says Thailand. You leave as a suffix. And Beisil says tar. Hayarik, yellow. Now, the Mefarshim explained over here that yarik often, in the Torah terms, we don't really have a different sprach for green or yellow. Yarek often means yarekes, vegetables, greens or yellow. So when you talk about colors, if it means green, it would typically say yarek kikarsi, a green like leek. It gives an example of a yarek being green. When it says yarek stam as a color, we translate yarek as yellow. So and the way the Taisa Rush describes what type of yellow, it's like yellow of the yolk of an egg. So the in the context of our Mishnah, they're touching yarek as yellow. Hayarek, yellow, akav mehal matame, v'cham matarim. Again, by yellow, akav mehal says tame, and the cham matarim, and the Gemara doesn't have the exact same shaka matar that we spoke about by Silal, that the chamo being matar, hayar tanakama, who said there's a list of five and no more, isn't that the tanakama? The Gemara's answer, tanakama just said that these five are tame, other ones maybe are taila, are suffic, and the chamo being matar is saying, no, this yarek is 100% tar, it's excluded, b'chlal, saivin, and suffic. Amar meir, im einu matamishim kesem, Metamishamashka. So Ramea throws in a line which seems to be very cryptic. If the yellow is not metame for kesem stains, it's at least metame for mashka. What does that mean? It's metame for mashka. The Gemara is going to elaborate exactly a few options until we get to an answer what that means. Rabbi Yasi, Aimer Leikach Lechach. Rabbi says, no, it doesn't have tumma of dam, nor does it have tumma of mashka, whatever tumma of mashka was being introduced by Ramea. Rabbi says the yark does not have that tumma either. Okay. Eiz Adam. So before you go further, the Erech HaShulchan in Yerudea Kuf Peches, he says that the order of which the five shades, really four, black was saying it's not really a shade, black is just red that turned black, the four shades of red are listed, it goes from the purest red to the least pure red. But he says, which is okay, that's Matzias, but he says a very interesting idea that it's not that it's one shade of red that there's like in its fullest form, in a little bit weaker form, a little bit weaker form. It's really one shade of red that just gets weaker, weaker. It's actually different, the distinct different shades of red. And therefore, like, for example, let's say you have the Karen Karkum, the carcass plant, has a certain shade of red. A lighter shade of red of that color of the iris of that plant, a lighter shade of red would not be tummy. It's got to be its shade of red, even though another red on this list may actually be generally lighter than this red. So it's four different, it's just, meaning to make it more simple, just like a person would understand that blue and red are different colors. We have four different color reds that are tummy, but within each color, it's got to be the red that we're saying in the Mishnah, a lighter shade of that particular red would not be tummy. So again, it's hard to break that down because we're using the same color, the name red, for all four. But it's really four different shades of reds. It's almost as if it should have four different names. So when it has four different names, each one of them is tummy when it's in its pure form. Once it's lighter, it's not tummy. Even though to the naked eye, one may just look like a lighter shade of red than the other. It's not. It's different shades of red. Within each shade, it's got to be the tummy. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh. Isn't black black is not really a color, right?
Yeah. We're saying black. Oh, in general, you're saying.
No, it's just one of the other colors that has turned.
Correct. Correct. So black really represents any. So black is any one of these. Because the mission really was really saying which colors that you see that come out of Isha are going to be tummy. So black also is tummy because it is red, exactly. But you're right, it's not really another shade of red. Eze Adayim says the Mishnah, what is red? When we talk about red, what blood is considered red? Kedam maka. Like dam of a maka of a wound, the Gemara is going to explain. That means perhaps dam of a, like dam of a, when you shecht an animal, the Gemara is going to ask why you say maka, or dam of a bird that's alive. The Gemara is going to explain what the term dam maka means. Shachar. What's black? When we talk about black, what is black itself? I mean, the Mishnah is giving an explanation. You said words, but what do those words mean? What color do those words represent? Kecheres, it's like the color of cheres, which is the ink. When a person's creating ink, you put a cheres, like a pigment, you put it into the ink. That's the black we're talking about. Rashi actually says it's some sort of like copper sulfate. Amek mikain tame. Any deeper shade of black than this ink is takatame. Damiken tar. But if it's a lighter, weaker shade of black, then it's going to be tar. The Karen karkum. He said that if it's similar to this karkum plant or flower, that red is going to be tummy. And we spoke, I remember, Mechlekes, is it the leaves of the plant or is it like the pistil and the stamen of the plant? Okay. What color is that? Barer shabai. It means like the most red within this crocus plant, this karkum plant, the most red within this karkum plant, that's the red part, that's the red that we're referring to. Uchamemi adama, we talk about red of the earth waters. Which earth waters? The waters of earth, specifically, when you take from the valley of Beis Keren and you put water on top of that earth, that's the red that we're talking about. Uchamazda, that was diluted wine. What's the ratio? Shnei chalak mayim vechad yayim. When it's two parts water and one part of wine, that's the ratio that's going to be the color of red that we're talking about. Minayayim, which wine? It could be wine of different areas, obviously. Many wines are white. Some are rosé, is a light wine. Which wine? Minayayin ha-sharayni. Specifically from the wine of the Sharayin area. Zakta Gemara. Minal dekadam tarbisha. Tilma kol dam disu minayim. Tamei, Gemara is a very basic question. You're starting off with the premise that these colors dam atame because others are tar, meaning not all dam that emanates from Nisha is tamei. Maybe any dam that comes out of the rechem is tamei. Simple. Who told you this? Different colors and differences in the right red or not. Where do you get this from? Amar Chamar Yosef, Amar Veishaya, Amar Kra, Ki Yipol Mechadav Mishpat, Bein Dam Adam, Bein Din Adin, Bein Dam Adam, Bein Din Adin. Yes, that's the Pasuk. So this is Divir Rivas Mishrecha. This is the famous Pasuk by the Zakein Mamre. Right? The person who's issuing a Pasuk in a city, or there's a Machlekes and Halacha in the city, and the Machlekes carries over and they can't come to resolution, so it goes to a higher court, and then a resolution till it gets to Sanhedrin HaGadol, and they give resolution. If the Zakein goes back to the city and he's stark in his opinion, and he continues to say his Pasuk, unlike Sanhedrin HaGadol, so he's the Zakein Mamre, he's Chayav Misa, right? That's the Zakein Mamre. So that's the context of the Pasuk. Fine. But in the Pasuk it says, you can have this argument, this discussion, this fight between Dam L'Dam, Bedin L'Din. Okay, so the Gemara wants to know, what's the case we're having a fight between Dam L'Dam? So what does it mean? Bein dam tarla dam tamei. The machlekes is, you have a machlekes about dam, presumably it's talking about dam nida, and you have a machlekes whether it's dam tamei or dam tar. You see, you find dam tamei, dam tar. Says the Gemara, 1 second, I'm out of a negla nega. It says the pasuk over there, bein negla nega between negayim. Hachrami, bein nega tamei, nega tar. Are there two types of negayim? Is there a nega tamei and a nega tar? Negayim by definition, once it's a nega, it's tamei. V'chitim machrami, you say, yeah, nega tar. You can tell me that, yeah, there's an argument about which nega is tummy and which nega is tar. Nega tar miyika. If there's, by definition, if it's a nega, it's not tar. Meaning, the machlekas there would be is whether it's a nega or not. Not being nega la nega. If it's tar, it's not called a nega. So, obviously, you're tight that being dam adam, which means dam tummy and dam tar, is not absolute because you see by nega, it can mean whether it's a nega or not. So by dam, whether it's a dam or not. Says the Mara, v'chitim b'kul hafach lavan tar. Mara, what do you mean? A nega is, this is a case of nega tummy, a nega tar, sorry. If a person has a nega, he's tummy. If that very same nega, if it's spread all over his whole body, he's tar. So we see it's a case of nega tar. Says the Gemara, hu bayak miki, it's not called a nega. Once it spreads over his entire body, it's called a bayak. It's like a discoloration of his entire body. No longer is it considered tsaras. It's not considered neg anymore. So you're back to a question that we see being negla nega. It doesn't mean nega tame nega tar. It means nega or not. So dam too, it doesn't necessarily mean dam tame dam tar. Ella, beinigi adam, says the Gemara. Ella beinigi adam nega batim. So what does it mean, Taka? What does it mean when it says the pasuk beinigi la nega? It means Ella, not the way I was saying actually, between a nega and not a nega, but rather between nigi adam and nigi batim and nigi bigadim. And the Mars explain what, there still has to be some sort of machlokes, the Mars explain what it is, v'kulan tameim, and they're all tamei, ha'achram v'dam nida dam ziva, v'kul tameim. Here too, v'dam adam doesn't mean dam tamei dam tar, it means between dam nida and dam ziva, and all the dam tamei, if we use nega as an analogy, l'chair we see that everything is going to be tamei, both the damim, how could you learn it means dam tamei and dam tar? Answer to Gemara, hayamai. What's the comparison? Bishlam hasam iklef lugi b'nigi adam. The Mara's going to explain now. We can have machlekes in within nigi adam, within nigi batim, within nigi begadim. There's machlekes in the dinim over there. That's the machlekes just like the machlekes in the Mishnayos. That is the particular machlekes that the pasuk is referring to, or something along those lines of machlekes between within nigayim. You have machlekes. Whereas by dam must be the machlekes, and therefore must be dam tame and dam tar. That's going to be the Mara's ultimate outcome. But let's go through slowly all the cases of nega. So Bishlam Hasam, Iklifugi Vinigadam, let's say Vinigadam, you can have an argument, a disagreement with the following machlekes. We put the Bishu of Rabbanan. Ditanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Nigayim, in the fourth parak, in Baharis Kaidam Basir Lavan Tameh. If the white spot comes before the white here, if the Baharis, the white spot comes before the white here, then the person's tummy. The Basir Lavan Kaidam Baharis Tar, but if the white here came before the Baharis, then the person's Tar. Safik tamei. If it's a safik which came first, it's also going to be tamei. Rabbi Shua Mer Kea. Rabbi Shua says no. It's Kea. It's weak. Kea is always lashon of Kea neg, and the neg is weak. When the neg is weak, it becomes tar. The Amar Rabba Kea v'tar means it's weak and it's tar. So in a case of safik, we have machlekes. If it's safik what came first, Tanakam is saying tamei, and Rabbi Shua is saying tar. We see there's a machlekes within nega. Maybe that's what the machlekes, the Torah is referring to, azam and machlekes by nega la nega by with the nigi adam by nigi batim as well. Here's a ketach by nega la nega. He helped to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Rabbanu. We had this recently, not so long ago. We had this in Kachem that you have a machlekes Rabbi Elazar Shimon and Rabbanu by nega batim. How it has to form on the house. At the time we looked at the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds again. That's in this Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim in the 12th parak. The house does not become tamei until you see a nega the size of two grisim across two stones. But which two stones? It's a kesalim on two different walls, which means Bekaren Zav is in a corner. So basically, you have to have the nega, it's got to be on two stones, in one of the corners of the house, and it's got to be the size of two grisim that's spread over these two stones. Archai kishne grisim, v'rachvei kigris. The length of this tsaras is two gris, and the width has to be at least one gris. That's the shear. So this shita of Rabbi Elazar B'Shimon, the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't, I'm sorry, it doesn't elaborate. It doesn't elaborate who the Rabbanan are. The Rabbanan simply argue, the Rabbanan holds, you don't need it to be across these two different walls, across the two different corners. Fine. But the point is, there are machlekes there, what the shear of the nega by a bias is, so that could be bein nega la nega. My time to Rabbi Shimon. What's the source of Rabbi Shimon? That's got to be in two different walls. Ksiv kir, ksiv kiris. That's the pasuk kir, but it says kiris. It says the wall, and it says plural the walls. Ezek kir, shuki kiris. Where you have a wall, it's like two walls. Avramik Karen's office in the corner. That corner area is one wall, which is it's a wall which is like it's one corner, which is like two walls. The two walls meet. That's considered a kir, which is kiris. Okay, that's a machlekes by nige batim, by nige begadim, by puktei b'yenis amen avtulmas. For Rabbanon, the machlekes could be a discussion, the fight, maybe with this machlekes, for example, that we have b'yenis amen avtulmas, and the Rabbanon, the tanya, b'yenis amen avtulmas, aymer, b'nayin the prichas begadim shitayra. How do you know that if the nega spreads across the entire beged, that it's tar, which is this concept we said by an Adam, b'nayin the prichas begadim shitayra, nemer karachas v'gabachas begadim, the pasuk describes karachas and gabachas, by begadim and nemer karachas v'gabachas by Adam, and it says the nega of karachas v'gabachas, those terms, by nige Adam, mal alam by Adam, parach v'kula tar, if it spreads across the whole body, the person's tar, so afkan, amit, so too by begat too, parach v'kula tar, that is the shita of Rav Yosef ben Avtolimus. There are bun who disagree with this, right? So that machlekes could be the point of discussion, the point of fighting, which got to the high courts, bein dam adam, bein nega lenega. So the Gemara says, in all these cases of nega, we have nige batim, nige begadim, and nige adam, we have machlekesim that can lead to an argument that the place can have a fight about. Elahacha, idam tar leka my pligi. If there's no such thing as dam tar, if all dam is tame anyway, so then what are they going to argue about? Well, dam is tame anyway. It must be there is some sort of dam tar, and therefore the more satisfied with interpretation, made dam adam means between dam tame and dam tar. Again, the question was, how do you know there's such a thing as dam tar? Maybe all dam is dam tame. The answer is because the person made dam adam, you're making a chilp between dam adam, and the only taish that makes sense between dam adam is dam tame and dam tar. As opposed to be nega nega, we can machlekes within the garment itself. How do you know these colors are the ones that are tame, and these colors are the ones that are tar? Who told you which meaning? Who told you that there's this amount of colors that are tame? I'm a vo. I'm a curve. You're my negative. I take it back. Step one is not about this amount of colors. How do you know the color is red? How do you know red is the key color? Damakra, the Yirumayev Menegra Samayim, Adumim Kedam. The Pasuk says very clearly, it describes the water that was red, this Pasuk of Malachim, it was red like blood. You see, the color of red blood is red. Remember, the Dam Adamu teaches you that blood is red. Ema Adam Vesulai, the verse is fine. So maybe Dafka, the most pure shade of red, is Tame, but not these other shades of red that we were describing in the Mishnah. Amarvo, Amakra Dameh Dameh. He has a drash, the Pasuk says, Dameh Dameh. It says twice by Anisha, it describes her blood as Dameh, Mimkar Dameh. It says Lashon of Dameh. Dameh is plural, multiple dams. It says it twice. Two times two is four. We know there's four Tameh bloods. Remember, I said right away, Vana Chamisha Tanan, I in our Mishnah, we said there's five. Amar Chanina, Shachar is not Adam. Black was never red. I shouldn't say it was never red. Black is not a color of red. Shachar Adamu El Shlaka. Shachar is something that originally was red, and now it's black. So it's not a fifth shade of red. It's one of the four reds that became black, that turned into black. So how many shades of reds are there that we're saying are red? Legabe, the din of Tumas Nida, four. Taina Mihachi, a raya that black is really not another form of red. It's actually just red that becomes black, it turns into black. Shachar, kachara, shachar means similar to the color in the ink. Amik again, tame, if it's deeper than this black, if it's even blacker, it's going to certainly be tame. Day, if it's weaker, it's going to be afil chotar, even if it's like kachoyal, which often is taicha sand, where it's like really, like, it's like a grayish lead. So if that's going to be tar, even if it's that color of black. Now this black wasn't originally black. El kashenekar mashker, when it becomes like, when it leaves the body, it gets black as it loses its life, as it deteriorates. Mashal da maka, the kashenekar mashker. Like any blood of maka that we see when it comes out of the body, any dam of maka, just an example, mashal means like an example of this is, we have da maka, we see the da maka turns black as it leaves the body. Beishama emir. Af, Meshama added that fenugreek water is also the color of red, which makes a woman tamei tumas nida. Says the Gemara, "Let's say Beshamai demed demed Beshamai not darshin demed demed. Harei kan arba. There's four shades of red. He's adding a fifth shade." The Gemara says two answers. Ibeis emer lestu. Either Taka doesn't hold this drasha of demed demed. Said he holds that could be five. He doesn't agree to Rabbi Vo. Ibeis emer. He could say lestu. He holds the drasha. And Milam Rav Chanina Shachar Adamu El Shalaka. Didn't Rav Chanina just explain that black is not a fifth color of red? It's red that was laka. So guess what? Rachrami milk laka, who'd lucky? When Beishami added fenugreek waters, he wasn't coming to say a fifth color of red. He was saying fenugreek, the color of fenugreek waters is another form of what these reds, the four reds we discussed, will turn into that. It's like that turning into black. Beis Hillel Matarim, we said in the Mishnah, Beis Hillel argues and says that the fenugreek wood is a tar. Hanatanakama, we point out we read the Mishnah, Beis Hillel is exactly like Tanakama, because Tanakama also said it's tar, until Bishami ate a timber, Beis Tanakama agreed, Tanakama didn't put it in its list. Isn't he agreeing that it's tar? Gemara says no. It could be now, top of a base, lit lights to be Taylor. Tanakama didn't count in his list, he didn't say it's tar, he just didn't say it's tame, because it's suffix. So the Tanakama says these fenugreek waters are suffix, Bishami is saying it's tame, Beis Hillel is coming to say, no, it's tar. Similar, Shak Batai, the next few lines of Mabisha Chazara, just in different case. Hayarek, we said yellow in the Mishnah, Kamahal, Matami Kamahal came to add that yellow is tame. The last thing, does a Kav not agree to the Drush of Dama Dama, Rekan Arba, there's only four colors, he's adding a fifth shade, namely yellow, he's adding a fifth shade. Does he not agree to the Drush? Ibais Aim, unless the Taka doesn't agree to the Drush. If Ibais Aim, or you could say, Islay agrees to the Drush, Mila Amr Chanina, Shachar, Adam, who El Shalaka, that black blood is really red, but there's it just became spoiled, so to speak. Hachrami milku d'laki. So to the yellow, according to Kamal, is one of the reds that became yellow. So it's not adding a new color. He's just saying it's a distortion of the original red. Who also didn't list it. It can be a lit list again. Tanakama didn't say it's for sure tar. He just didn't list it as a tummy. The Chachamim were coming to say that this yellow is mamish tar. Amar Meir, if any matam b'shem kesem, Meir said about the yellow, if it's not matam b'shem kesem, it's matam b'shem mashka. That cryptic, it's matam b'shem liquid. Amar Beicharon, Yarad Rameir l'shitas akad mahal of a teammate. Rameir went into the view of shita of akad mahal, who said the yellow is tummy. And he explained as follows. Vachamil Arbanan, need to heichad to come out mishkachas kesem yarek. Amana, lematamizu, I understand that you don't want to, I'll give you that you don't want to be metame yellow on a beged als kesem. You don't want to say a kesem, a stain on a beged, which is yellow. That's going to have dimetovis kesem. But if you see the lashon mashka was, if you see the liquid coming out of her body from the rechem, from that area, you're not going to make a tame even over there. Kesem, don't make yellow tame. But yellow dam that's coming out of that makam, you're not going to make a tame. Ihachi. So if that's the case, the merzah is bothered. If that's what Mary meant when he said mashka, if you need kesem, Mitam Mishem Mashke, why do you use the word Mashke? Mishem Raya Mabayli. He should say, if sometimes Kesem is Tamal to Raya, why do you say it's Mitam Mashke? Mashke? El Hachkamalu, this must be what he was saying. Nihechad Chazi Dam Yark Me'ekara. Lematamizu, granted, even if you see the dam coming out of her body as yellow, Yinak Mitamit, okay, I'll give you that. Hecham, not necessarily that he agrees, but fine, I can understand that. Hechad Chazi Dam. When you see her first giving off red blood, and the continuation of that red blood is yellow, that yellow blood should be tame. It should be no different than the mashka zavazav. Which really what we're saying over here comes out is that not so much that it's necessarily yellow, that's yellow blood, it should be no worse than a fluid that leaves a tame person. Once she's tame with the red blood, for tamida, this should be no worse than a fluid that leaves a zav or a zava, a fluid, the spit, or the urine that leaves a zav or zava is tame. So this yellow liquid oozing from her should be no worse than the mashka of a zav and a zava. That's what he was complaining. The Rabbanan seemed to argue. What's the Rabbanan? For Rabbanan, dumi the rake, because they say the description of the pasuk of the mashka of a zav and a zava being tame is rake, like spittle. Ma rake shemis agav yetzer. First it collects in the body and then leaves. Afkol shemis agav yetzer. So to other liquids that collect in the body, urine, spit, they collect in the body and then they leave. That gives off tumah. La fuki hai, demis agav yetzer. This excludes this yellow liquid that's leaving her body, which doesn't first gather, it just flowed out of, apparently just flows out of the body, and therefore won't have a din of tumma. Yachi, Shabbakam Rabban the Mayor says Taka. Rabban make a good distinction to Rameir. Rameir such a coin was just simply saying that good is not tummy out's dam, it should be tummy out's mashka, but there's a distinction between this and other mashkas. Allah Kamalu, somewhere that falls off this pshat, and again, where Rameir was saying was something different. When he said mashka, he meant it should be mashka to be machshir. We know there's seven mashkas that are, Benji, this is your department, Yad Shach Adam, seven mashkas that make something really kapatama. One of them is actually Dam, even though Dam is an abbreviation for two, right? But Dam itself is one of the seven. So the Shaila was, let it be like Dam, let it be a mashka to Machshaz Ram in the form of Dam. For Abundant, they say, Dam Chalol Vleka. When we say Dam is one of the mashkas that make it fit like kapatama, it's because it needs to be Dam Chalolim. The Pasuk of it describes that the lion drinks the blood of what it kills, of its prey. So the lion drinks the blood, that gives it a shemashka. So it's got to be blood, dam chalalim, the dam that comes out of a wound, right, which is the lifeblood that comes out of wound, certainly it's yellow blood, doesn't resemble lifeblood, and therefore it cannot be machshel kapal tumah. Yach again, the Gemara's bother. Shapar kama Rabbanan Meir. Rabbanan's response to Rabbanan is very good. What does Rabbanan mean when he says this yellow should be a mashka? Again, we're slugging up every potential option. We slugged up the option of being machshel kapal tumah. We slugged up the option of being Tomei al-tam, al-tmashka, leaving a zava and a zava. We slugged up the option of it being real dam, regular dam, that left her goof. Says the Gemara, alef kamerlu. This is what our mayor is saying, al-fu b'gzer shava. Learn now from gzer shava. Here's, and the Gemara is satisfied with this taich. The Gemara is saying, let's learn from gzer shava, that even though it's not mamish blood, like by the lion's prey, it still should be t'mech shkabatumah from the following gzer shava. K'sevech shlechayach padish remainim, who k'sevasam v'shlech mayim al-paychusah. So it says, l'shem shlech and shlech, and it says the word mayim over here. So we should learn from there that this yellow is considered like a water. Rabban will answer, you're right, it fits as the makings of gzer shava, but you can't just make your own gzer shava. Adam done kavachomer atzmei, a person can make his own kavachomer, vein adam done gzer shava atzmei, has to be mesira, not to have gzer shava, there must be mesira, he cannot make gzer shava on his own, and therefore you're right, even though you have the words shlechayach and sheleach, you cannot make your own gzer shava. Rabbeisi says, on this yellow, leikach, it's not going to be tamei atzdam, nor would it be a mashka, and now mashka was saying means a mashka for being mashka kavatoma, he says none of the above. Hani tanakama, how's it basically different from the tanakama, kamashvalan, answers the Gemara, man tanakama Rabbeisi. The Gemara says, tanakama Rabbeisi is the Gemara, the Mishnah teaching you, who is the tanakama? It's Rabbeisi. V'chol oimer dav v'shem oimrei, and why is the Mishnah writing to teach you the tanakama? This is a very interesting line of Gemara. V'chol oimer dav v'shem oimrei, maybe gula oilam, whoever says dav v'shem oimrei, he brings the gula into the veld. This is the famous teaching that we know from Mesechta Megillah, from Esther, who told Achashverosh about the plan from Mordechai and ended up bringing gula to the veld. Fine, but it's interesting. First of all, two questions. Number one, it's really one question. All over Shas, we have tanakamas that are nameless. So all of a sudden over here, we choose to explain why the tanakama, who the name was, in order to bring the gula to the Olam. So the explanation they give is because the author of this Mishnah was forgotten when the Mishnah was being written, and then he remembered who it was, so he added in later, when you remember who it was, he added in maybe because it was forgotten, that's why they felt the need over here, specifically to add it in, as opposed to everywhere else in Shas, where even though it says tanakama, maybe the author was known, but it's interesting, in Taf over here, where we makben on this idea. Eza Adam means beautiful over here, but it really brings a question on everywhere else. Eza Adam, what is red? Kitamak. We said the Mishnah, what's red? Kitamak, like dam of wound. The blood that flows from a shor that's being shechted. Says more. Why you say damaka? Say dam shchita. Igadam shchita. If you say dam shchita, have a kikula shchita. I think it's like all the blood that comes out of the act of shchita. Kamashpom kedam maka, like the original wound. The damak comes out b'shas damaka. Metchilas haba, metchilas. Kitchilas hakar shel zaken, like when the knife originally hits the neck, that first blood that comes out, that is the color. Ula amar kedam tzipra chaya, like the blood of a tzipra, that's chaya. What does chaya mean? Ibailu, chaya simply means alive, but chaya lafuke shachad doesn't mean alive as opposed to once it's shechted, the color of the blood changes once it's shechted. Aydama, lafuke kachash. Chaya means not just alive, it means strong, robust. Lafuke kachash, to the exclusion of a weak bird, so it means a bird that's still alive, or being alive is not enough, it's gotta be a strong, vibrant bird. Take you, we leave that as a shayla. Ziriya marachina, another taich in what damak is. Again, we're explaining the color of red in the Mishnah. The first color in the Mishnah of red is damaka. So ziriya marachina, kidamachela sarosh. It's like the color of the blood of a louse that's in the head. Specifically, lice of the head that has a color similar to the red, the dam that we're talking about by Thomas Isha. Meisvei. Hargamachela sarosh, teileba. If an Isha kills Emacheles, a louse, she can, and then she finds a stain in her beged, she can attribute the stain to the louse and say she's not damnida. My love, the Kulagufer, are we talking about a louse that goes in any part of the body, but you're saying the only louse stain that resembles the red color is anyway the louse of the head. And aren't we talking about over here a louse of any part of the body? Answers, we're talking about specifically a louse of the head. So she may have killed it with her clothing, but the louse was a louse from the head. Ami Verdina Amravavo. Kedam etzpak tana shiyad. So Ami Vardina actually, they bring two pshatim. Rashi either means Vardina from the lashon of vered, a rose that he was beautiful, or Rashi brings he was from a place called Vardina. So Ami Vardina said the name of Vo. Kedam etzpak tana shiyad. It's like the blood of the small finger of the hand. Shenikva v'chayse v'chazru v'nikva. That was cut, it healed, and was cut again. The color of that subsequent blood that comes out after being cut, healed, and then cut again, that is the color of the dam that we're saying is din of red, of the tumah the din of that's tummy by anisha. The leisha kol adam, and not the finger of any person. This little finger, el shel bachur shleinase dafka bachur who was never married shleinase isha vad kam to what age ad denesrim. So it has to be single up to the age of 20, never married. The blood of his finger when it was cut, healed, and then cut again. That's the color. Sleeping on a bed, and her son or husband are in the same bed, and then she finds dam there in the morning. She could be taila, the dam is from the husband or the son, and not from herself, and therefore she's tar. The son could be the son under the age of 20, who is a bachar, and therefore the dam would be the same color dam. The husband, he's already a husband. How is the shaykh? We said that the dam already anyway, that the blood that comes from him is already going to be the wrong color. Amar Nachman, because he's ready, he's Nasi Isha. Amar Nachman, it's like, Shenichz al-Chub of Le'Nivela, Kigayin, Shenichz al-Chub of Le'Nivela, we're talking about a case, specifically, Hachamayas Ginan, where there was a chuppah, but there's no bia yet, so she's a Nasi, she's a husband, but they, for whatever reason, didn't have bia yet, even though they're sleeping in the same bed, they didn't have bia yet, and that could be the case where you could be telling the dam, the redness is the same color redness, and you can be telling the dam in him as opposed to her. A last shot of the color of damaka, Rav Nachman Amar kidamakaza, like the blood that comes out when they used to, again, it was very common practice to let blood back in the day, the color of the blood of damakaza, that's the same color of the blood of the adaim, of the red blood that we said in the Mishnah for damni, the mesvei. And this is a kash on all the malchim, all the pshatim. Maisa v'toler, Meir, there's a story where Meir was tayla, the dam top of chafam ralf, bekila, kila is like, kind of like a red medicine band-aid. Rebbe told Basraf Sikma, and Rebbe was Tayla a stain. So there was a stain that Ramir was Tayla in the keeler, and Rebbe was Tayla in the sap of the Sikma tree. My love, Adam, are we talking about the red color? So we see that these other stains also are considered red, and not like the red that we discussed till now. It's a question of all these other pshatim, because it's showing that the red includes a wider range of red, not just those strong red colors that we were describing until now. Answers the Gemara Lash Adamim. We said in the Mishnah there's a few other colors which we're considering similar to Adam, like red, and those other colors aren't as bright. And that was the case that Rebbe or a mayor were being tailed in the keeler or in the sraf, and therefore not a question. So just a quick halacha, we related to the daf, not really on the daf, but we discussed in the Mishnah that if she has dam yarek, if she has dam yarek, which we said was yellow blood, we had a whole discussion. We had actually Tanakama, then we had the sheet that said it is tamei. Tanakama left it out. Then we had the sheet that says tamei. Then we had her mayor that's saying that it's at least it should be mashka. And Rabbi Yosi saying none of the above. Okay, so the question is, what is yarek? So we keep saying yarek is yellow. There were mikubalim. They were makbit to buy an esrik that was specifically was green. And the basis of the Mekabalim is because Tikkun Ezar says a Yeroika Esrig is more Meshubach. Yeroika is more Meshubach. So based on that, they were makbet to buy a green Esrig. The Kisei HaMelech says on Tikkun Ezar that it's a mistake, that interpretation, because they think it means green like a vegetable, but really, when an Esrig is fully ripe, it's yellow. And for carrot, Yeroik means like Tasis Beos. Whenever it does a Yeroik Kikarsi, Yeroik means yellow, not green, and therefore these Kisei HaMelech says that the Mekabalim that were makbet for green are getting the Tikkun Ezar wrong. It shouldn't be green, it should really be yellow. Rav Yaakov Emden, he argues and says, no, that the Tikkun Ezar taka meant green. If you read the Tikkun Ezar, Yeroika and Tikkun Ezar meant green. And that is the way to fulfill the mitzvah according to that Zayar. However, Rakim himself, Lamaisa, says that the best way the person should fulfill the mitzvah, preferably with a yellow asterisk, because that's considered more hadar, and not like the Tikkun Ezar. So Tikkun Ezar, he's saying, does mean green, but that's not the way we should be. We should be kind of the mitzvah. We should be kind of the mitzvah with yellow, because yellow is considered more hadar. Shulchan Aruch Rav similarly writes that asterisk should be yellow, like the color of asterisk that's when it's ripe is yellow, and should be the closest to yellow, the closest ripe as possible is better. If it's a green esrig that is very deep green, if it's partially green and partially yellow, at least it's ripening, that's good too. If it's fully green, it's a question if this esrig would ever even have ripened, and therefore he's not happy with the fully green esrig. The Bach actually says that a green esrig is considered not hadar, and he compares it to black. Even if eventually it may turn yellow, right now it's not yellow, and therefore he disallows it. So there's different sheetahs about whether green is mahudr, like the Tikkun Ezar, according to some interpretations, whether green is okay and not mahudr, or not choice, or whether green is mamish, not priyat hadar, and shouldn't be used at all. Those are the different sheetahs.